You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So welcome everybody to today's Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner and I'm delighted today to welcome a really good friend of mine, Diantha Harris. Diantha and I know each other quite well. We've studied together several times and we've collaborated together and worked together. So it's a real delight to talk to Diantha today. So for those of you who haven't met Diantha, let me just tell you a little bit about her. Diantha's been working in the field of colour for over 20 years. She's a real expert in this field and is very well known. She's the author of two best-selling books on colour and is now also teaching colour through her online courses. So one of her most recent classes, we're actually going to be talking a little bit about the subject matter of that today. And one of her most recent classes is called The Gift of Grace. And interestingly, and I actually love this, the name Gift of Grace came to Diantha while she was studying in one of my own classes called Create Magical Money. So it's lovely to actually, from that Diantha, help you share this lovely work today. So Diantha is an expert on colour, feng shui, energy and nature gifts, and shares this throughout all of her work. So welcome, Diantha.
Thank you, Sarah. So nice to be with you.
Isn't it? I know. It's a pleasure, and as always, to spend time with you. And especially, I think you know, and people that listen to this show know that it's my passion to get the message of nature out there. And in today's world, and it's almost difficult to say this because it feels like far too simple, but the world is in a bit of a mess right now, and we need all the support of nature that we can gather, and the virtue of grace is so important right now. So could you share with us, Diantha, what grace means to you and how grace came to you and how you've experienced her in your life, and just so that we can get some sense of what grace means, because everybody experiences it, but sometimes it's a little bit intangible, isn't it?
It's totally intangible, and it's I have looked up in books and in the internet what is the definition of grace, and I've never really found something that speaks to me on what grace really is. And you know, to me, Sarah, grace is something that just comes to us really through no effort of our own. I shouldn't say no effort, because we do put a lot of effort into our lives, but it just, all of a sudden, just something appears that is almost unexplainable. Even when I received the message to create this class, when I was studying with you, that for me was also a moment of grace, you know, just receiving that. But throughout my life, I've had so many wonderful experiences of grace. And one of the biggest ones, I would say, is when my husband and I have been married almost 50 years. And when we were just about around our 30th anniversary, we had, oh gosh, I don't know, I guess a crisis. And I was just done. I was finished. I was done. And and my husband said, you know, we've been married almost 30 years. Would you consider counseling? And I said, no, no, I won't. But then one of our kids came to me and said the same thing. And he said, look, Mom, you know, I understand how you feel. I understand why you feel the way you feel. But for our sakes, would you just go? And so I said, yes, I would. And I did. And the grace that I received through that experience was so huge, because I learned so much about myself and how I got to that place of just wanting to throw everything away. And, you know, that experience was more about me and what was lacking in me than anything about my husband or about the marriage or anything. And through the wisdom and the guidance from the people who were put in our lives at that moment or that particular period of time, changed us both in miraculous ways. That to me is grace. You know, we worked at it, but the fact that all of this angst and anger that I was feeling just melted. Wow. It was astounding. And my husband and I came together in a way that we had never been together. And our connection is so deep and it's so sweet that, you know, I'm just so grateful, really, that we had this meltdown, if you want to call it that, and so grateful for the grace that followed. And I know you and I have talked before about when bad things happen in our lives, difficult moments, losses and challenges and illnesses, that there's always grace in there somewhere, always.
So I guess it's a little bit like the silver lining, isn't it? You know, we all know that bad things happen, and that somewhere along the line, if we stay connected, then we find out why it was. So, and that there's the gift of grace. Yeah.
That's the gift of grace.
So
it completely transforms your life.
So it's almost like we reach a pathway and we're asked to make a choice, and that happens to us every day. But sometimes they are really big decisions. And we make a choice, and the choice that you made gave you that beautiful gift. Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that. I hadn't heard that before either. So you've just shared something quite precious there.
Yeah.
So I get a sense, well, in fact, I know, because we spoke a little bit before we started recording today, that you're going to share some tools with us today. So if people listening can, it might be really nice to get some paper and a pen, because I know Diantha's going to be sharing with some things that you can help you experience a little bit this gift of grace that actually does flow through you, Diantha.
I feel like it does. It's just, I have been so blessed, Sarah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I, as you say, when I stay connected and when I'm really aligned, the grace can come through so much more easily, and I can be more receptive to it. So, you know, when I was, you know, so full of anger and really I was shut down, and I had to open myself to that, you know, open that channel and to let that grace come through. And it took a while, but with a lot of hard work and focus, I was able to do that. And I think that's what I wanted to create, a kind of a pathway for other people to follow, a framework, I guess, for them to follow, a path, a map. And so that's how this course came through to me. And, you know, I use a color every week, a color of the rainbow every week to overlight the message and the exercises and so on for people. And what we, you know, you and I talked before, and you asked me if there was a color that I would most want to talk to you about today. And that would be probably purple, which is the color of transformation and alchemy and magic and transmutation, which is, I think, what happens when we allow grace to work in our lives. And, you know, purple can take one form and change it into another, literally. And it can take one emotion and change it into another. And it can help lift us up off this path or in, off a terrible spot and put us into another wonderful spot. So, you know, I'd like to maybe talk about how somebody might use purple in their lives, if that would be okay.
Sounds amazing, especially as it's my favorite color. And just mentioning alchemy and magic makes me smile very widely. So,
yes.
Yeah. So what do listeners need in order to do this? Do we just need to sit and close our eyes, or do we need some paper and pen? What do you recommend?
I think just receive. Mm-hmm. I think just receive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, purple is a very spiritual color, as you know. And because you do the work that you do, I think it's a great ally for you to be using in your work. Because you do a lot of transforming of people and creating magic in their lives. And I can speak to that firsthand since I took your magical money course, Creating Magical Money. Which I highly recommend, by the way. And so I think for purple, maybe the best thing to do is to let the mind go and just receive.
Okay. Well, we will hand right over to you, and I will experience it alongside people listening. Thank you, Diantha.
Okay. Well, we'll see what comes through. I don't have anything prepared, so we'll just see. This is also the gift of grace.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just everybody close our eyes. You take a few deep breaths. Just letting go of everything that's come before this moment. And just try to settle into wherever you are. Just letting everything go with that breath. And I'd like you all to just imagine that a beautiful purple light is beginning to shine down on you, just like sunshine. It's a soft and warm purple light. And it's just entering your body very gently and sweetly. And you're able to receive it with no effort. Just let it come in through the crown of your head and into your head and your neck and your shoulders and down your arms into your hands and into your chest and your waist and your belly to your hips and your thighs and your knees and your shins and your ankles and your feet and your toes. And with all that beautiful purple filling every cell of your body, I'd like you to ask the purple to create some kind of transformation within you that you are looking for. It can be anything. Can be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. So just quietly and reverently ask for what it is you need to transform. Keep breathing. That's good. So now I'd like you in your meditation to see that in front of you is your guardian angel. This guardian angel is with you every minute of every day. This guardian angel cares about you. This guardian angel loves you unconditionally. And this guardian angel is there to help you make this transformation. This angel is going to hand you a beautiful amethyst crystal that can be any size, any shape that you wish to receive. So just open your hands and receive. If you wish, you may place this crystal in your body in that place that you wanted to be transformed. It's something about your heart or your emotions, you might want to put it in your heart. If it's something about spirituality, you may want it in your heart or your head. If it's something physical, you can put it in that physical part of your body. And if it's something about your thoughts or your mind, place it in your brain. This way, that amethyst crystal will be with you at all times, helping you transform, helping you receive this gift of grace from our divine source. And all you need to do from here on out, when you think of what it is that you are trying to transform, remember you have this beautiful amethyst crystal within you. It's a gift from the angels. It truly is a gift of grace, and it can truly help transform that in your life that you wish transformed and changed, transmuted. And now, as we exit this meditation, I'd like you to remember that you can wrap yourselves up in the beautiful ray of purple anytime you wish, and you can reconnect with your guardian angel and with this process of transformation and transmutation and with this gift of grace from now on, all you need to think of is the color purple. And all this will be reactivated for you. Remember to express your gratitude. Remember that you are unique and you are needed in the world. And you are being celebrated. And so take a few more deep breaths. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes to a new moment in time.
Thank you, Diantha. That was very beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Purple is a very grounding color, isn't it? I felt the color just go literally from the moment we started, it just went all the way down to the ground.
It is a wonderful color because it's a nice mix of the warm and the cold color, cool colors, and the physical and the spiritual. It's a great color. Great color. And they're all great colors.
They are. Yes, I often ask my fluorescent students, what's your favorite color? And it's quite a few of them say, I can't choose. But I think sometimes we need, once we get experience of them in the body, then we can, it's not that one, the favorite's probably the wrong word, it's just one is more important to us. Mm-hmm. What I actually really liked about what you shared with us there is that's the work, isn't it? That what you shared with us, you've basically just activated the color purple. Mm-hmm. And have you said now that is embedded in the body, in a second it can be reactivated?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And things like your flower essences, they can really cause that to become more and more anchored in the body. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Thank you. Well, it would be lovely to hear, and for people listening, if you experience a transformation as a result of that, I'm sure Diantha would love to hear from you, and we're going to share how you can get in touch with Diantha as we draw the conversation to a close. But we've got a few more minutes yet of you. What came to me as you first talked about how purple transforms was a little bit what we spoke about at the beginning, is that the trouble that our planet is in. So I'm thinking that everybody listening here is going to be somebody who has the highest good of our planet in their hearts. What can we do? How can we use the tools that you share, the color, nature, this lovely virtue of grace, which you embody so beautifully and that you're sharing just through your vibration with us today, as we watch the news or witness something or just read something, how can we begin to transform it if it's for the highest good?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. First of all, I would not give a lot of credence to what you hear in the news. You know, I think a lot of it is people's more opinion than it is news anymore. And so I would certainly use your own powers of observation and bring in your intention that everything sort of right itself, and that I totally believe that we can as a group totally affect a change in the world through intention, and colors can certainly help us anchor those intentions in the world. Our world is a mess. It's just a phenomenal mess.
On the surface, it is, as you say. Though, if we go deeper, it's not. Yeah. But you know, it's easy to get pulled into it, isn't it?
It's so easy to get pulled into the news and the scandals and the this and the. I mean, it's very easy to get distracted. But what we need to do, I think, as a species, is to, you know, make our focus clearer that we want a world in which we get along, and that where we respect nature, where we respect each other and care about each other, including the world of nature, where all sentient beings are respected and cared for. And I was just reading something this morning, and I don't know why, but I feel like I have to talk about it. And that is that, I'm so sorry, I can't think of the guy's name who wrote this book, but it's about the secret life of trees, I think it's called. And he talks about how the trees communicate to each other through this network of fungi in the soil, and that how they like to grow together. They don't like to be separated. They don't like to be planted in yards, you know, separated from one another. They like to grow in a group. They're like a group species. And, you know, I like to think that that's the way we are. We aren't meant to be planted separately in the world. We're meant to be linked and together. And if we can communicate through our little fungi network that, you know, we want this world that is a much better place, where war doesn't exist, where hunger doesn't exist, where prejudice doesn't exist, you know, that to me would be creating heaven on earth. And I think we can do it with our intention and our focused efforts.
I think for humans, it's our hearts, isn't it? It's that interconnectedness of the heart vibration. So,
yeah, definitely. And I think each color of the rainbow plays a role in that. And so by learning what each color can do or represents, then we can bring each color into every facet of reestablishing heaven on earth, if you will. We can certainly start with purple, which is bringing in the magic and the transmutation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we know, change needs to start within. So thank you, Diantha. It's I feel the energy that you have shared today has been beautifully graceful. So for people listening, if they would like to find out more about you, what you do, and your course, The Gift of Grace, how would people find that?
Well, my website is lifepotentials.net, and there's everything on there. There's too much on there. But I have some videos and meditations and little free research under free resources in the tab. You can look down. I have a blog. So there's a lot of things there. You can read about the books. You can read about, I have a line of color sprays. And if you go into the shop and you go to the sprays and you click on each color, it'll tell you how to use the colors. So there's all that information in there. I have a tab on the classes and so forth. So, you know, it would take you weeks to go through my website.
But it's nice because you go, it's a beautiful website. So you kind of almost enter a world of color there. So it's a lovely place to kind of go and learn from and be infused with.
Yeah.
And as I say, tell us the names of your books.
Well, the first book is Simply Color. And the second book is Simply Color for Everyday Living. And my friend Sarah Turner wrote a chapter in it.
I did, yes. I loved it.
So Yeah, that book had 25 contributing authors, and it's to my knowledge, it's the only book on color of its kind where it had so many authors and different professions who wrote about how to use color in one's life. So it was a fun book to write and amazing people who contributed. So,
yeah. So I encourage everybody to go and visit Diantha's site to find out about her work, to sign up for her newsletter because she sends out fab newsletters. So thank you, Diantha, for sharing that purple grace with us.
Thank you so much. And, you know, if anybody wants to send me their experiences from the meditation, I'd love to hear. Mm-hmm. Love to hear.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Thank you. Thank you, Diantha.
So, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.